what it is real deal is most salespeople, they don't have a strategy. They don't have a tactic. They've got nothing when it comes to follow-up. They got one move. They got one move.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha, I'm coming to you live from Sacramento, and today on the episode, we are going to talk about the F word, the follow-up, the follow-up. And, you know, I work in quite a bit of different industries. I work with quite a few different salespeople. And when I talk to them about what's going on with their sales and how they're doing, one of the questions that I bring up is, you know, tell me about your follow-up. And usually if it's a Skype session or a Zoom session, you know, I get the looking for a pigeon in the window where they're like, hey, did something going on out in the window? Or if I'm face to face, it's like all of a sudden they start looking for their cell phone and they get nervous. What it is real deal is most salespeople, they don't have a strategy. They don't have a tactic. They've got nothing when it comes to follow-up. They got one move. They got one move. And I want to go over a few things with you today that'll really help you out. So I would recommend a notepaper and a pen, and I'm going to give you a list of different things that you can do. It's not the only list, but you got to know that if you don't have a plan, that is your plan. I want to give you a couple of different stats. One stat, and I would love to give you the source where this came from, I don't have it, said that if you do sales, people usually make a decision within 72 hours of you meeting with them. Okay, so think about that. If somebody met with you today, 3 days from today, they're going to make a buying decision. Now, that's not everybody. I'm going to give you another study, and I'm going to cite this one. Kohler Fawcett said that there are times when people start making decisions for products, it could take them up to 2 years to make a decision. Okay, so we've got two goalposts. We've got the field set. We've got 72 hours to two years out. And not everybody buys immediately. You know, you may have somebody who it makes no sense at all, right? They're the tire kicker. They're the person that you're like, I don't want to deal with this guy or this girl. But what we don't recognize is some people don't buy immediately. And there are people out there who drag their feet. My Uncle Jay will not buy anything ever, no matter how good the deal is, no matter how crazy the deal is. He won't make the purchase. He won't buy. And the more that people will go after him and say, I'm going to give you this incentive and I'm going to give you this discount, the more uncomfortable he gets. So I'm going to give you, like, my Uncle Jay looks like Johnny Bravo. He's about 6'4 and about 260 pounds. He's got the muscular build like Johnny Bravo. And, you know, you put him in an uncomfortable situation, you're going to know it and you're going to feel it. So let's say that whatever product, service, widget, or gizmo you have, we're going to put the goalposts at 72 hours in 2 years. What is your game plan? What do you have? You know, how good are you at setting some sort of expectations? How good are you at doing some sort of follow-up? So if you have a piece of paper and a pen or a keyboard or anything near you, here is my list. And once again, not the only list. You could add to it. You can modify it. This is just something that I put together that if I was doing a coaching program, I just pulled it off my coaching file. Okay. So first and foremost, a handwritten card. Handwritten. Everybody's like, Scott, I'm going to send an email. Okay, good. You know what? You can do that. But I'm going to tell you something. Emails are good. Handwritten's better. And I'm going to teach you a cool little item or a trick. So since I spend a lot of time in Hawaii, they have these really cool mahalo cards. So you can get them at the local Long's or CVS. You can get them at the Walmart. You can get them at the Target. You can get them at any store. And they say mahalo on them. And they got pictures of flowers and turtles and hula dancers and all sorts of cool things on them. And the cool thing about that is it's unique. It's something that I would send out. So every trip that I go over to Hawaii, I pick up like 10 boxes. So there's 10 cards in each box, and I get like 100 cards. And anytime that I meet with a buyer, meet with a client, somebody who potentially has the ability to buy from me, I send them a Mahalo card, something unique. And you're like, Scott, I don't go to Hawaii. Okay, look, it's your job to think through this. It's your job to, what is unique to my area? What is unique to a place that I get to go to? It may not be Hawaii. Just use it as a metaphor, okay? So handwritten card, handwritten letter. And, you know, if it takes you a couple of extra minutes to write something out because you think you have sloppy handwriting, take some time. You know, this is highly profitable for you when done right. Next on the list, a personalized email. You're like, Scott, but I just sent a card. Yeah, I know. You just sent a card. Keep going, okay? Now, if you know, statistically speaking, and you're very good with your CRM, how often people buy, let's say that people buy 5 days after they meet with you. Well, the best thing to do is to send some sort of secondary offer that could be an upsell or a bump sell or an add-on product to remind them of, hey, here's this product. And by the way, here's a special that I can give for you. People don't always want a discount. Sometimes people want to know that they got a good deal. And sometimes by you saying like, hey, this would go really good with what we talked about, it could be one of those things that ignites the conversation up back again. They may or may not buy. They may get back to you and go, hey, you know, I've been thinking about you. I saw your handwritten note. Thank you very much. I don't really think that I want to go with that bump offer. I don't think that I want that add-on special, but I do want to go ahead and go with the product widget or gizmo. Okay, next on this list. If you are smart, what you do is you keep track of all of the good reviews that you get. And you take those reviews and you put them in a strategic location. I don't know, on your website, you know, on a page, on something. And then so when you do a follow-up, like, you know, a follow-up should always be like, I want to give you an update of what's going on. Here's my update. And oh, by the way, here's a whole bunch of reviews from people. All these 5-star reviews. Look how crazy this is. Everybody loves me. You know, you're pushing down the resistance of that buyer. Okay. You could also send them a survey email. There's so many programs that do this now. 5 years ago, there was nothing. Today, there's probably 80 different programs. Off the top of my head, I'm going to give you a couple of them. Response Suite is one of them that I have. Typeform is one of them that I have. Bucket.io is one that I have. I mean, I've got like 8 or 9 different ways. I mean, you could just put survey email. SurveyMonkey's got one. I mean, just like survey program, survey CRM in the Google, and like 80 or 100 of these things are going to pop up. You can send somebody a survey, and let's just say your sales presentation went sideways and you are not good at what you do. You had a bad day. You stubbed your toe going in. It was a full moon on a Wednesday, right? You could at least get some feedback of why they didn't buy. You could get a survey of what's going on. Text messages. Well thought out. And I use templates for everything. So you should have a template of like 5 follow-up sequences, and you got to fill them out right. Like some knucklehead the other day sent me a review questionnaire, and it was like, hey, name, blank area. You know, I want to see what you thought of our services. And I'm like, okay, this is not personalized one bit. You know, you didn't take the time to make this real. I'm not really interested. So if you're going to use a template, you better make sure that it is personalized for the person. Okay. So you should have at least 5. A phone call from a third party. So I learned this really cool item from Gary May. Gary May is a brilliant sales trainer out of the UK. Diabolical, if I want to use one of his words. And one of the things that he found, because he was doing telephone sales, was if somebody called from a third-party company and said, hey, I'm from XYZ company, and I heard that ABC company went out there. I want to know what we could have done better, or where you're at with your process and what's going on. And they found that by a third-party calling, that the buyer was real with them and told them, hey, your sales guy had spinach in his teeth, or your sales guy's fly was down, or your sales guy was overly aggressive. Okay. So, I mean, it's an item for you. It's not hard. Here's what you do. You go to a store and you buy a burner phone, you know, a good burner phone, pay $100 for it. And, you know, you might have to start an LLC or file some sort of business name in your city. I'm not giving you business or legal advice. I'm just saying this is an example. And you put that name on the phone, so when it dials, it's not you calling. And then you pay somebody to make that phone call. You know, you have a real company, and then you can gain some insight on what's going on. And think about this. If you're up against a competitor, that buyer may tell you stuff about what's going on with the competitor over you. So, like, you know, there's a million different ways to think about this, but most people don't want to do it, okay? You know, they don't want to spend the $100 on a burner phone. They don't want to, I mean, you don't even have to do that. You could go to something like eBay or Craigslist, and you could buy last year's version of a phone, you know, and get a plan on it. And, you know, if you and two or three people in the office work this out, you might be able to work something with them. But once again, I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm just saying this could be a strategy that you use. Bulky mail. So there is a company called OrientalTradingCompany.com. And if you go to Google and you type in companies like OrientalTradingCompany.com, there's probably like a million other companies that can send little items that could be sent in the mail for bulky mail. And so at one point I got what looked like a little tiny tool set. I don't know, they probably paid $3 for it. And I got this message that came with it. Do you have the right tools to equip you to close more deals? And I thought it was a cool way to get somebody's attention. You know, something awesome to see. Now, for me, I've got a different version of this since I go to Hawaii every 3 months. If I'm on somebody's radar, I want to be on somebody's radar, I go buy 3 boxes of chocolates, a bag of coffee, some macadamia nut candy, and some Mahalo cards. And these boxes cost me, I want to say, between the different sizes, $60 to $100. And, you know, I will mail this box to an intended person that I really want to get in front of. And in the 15 years that I've been going to Hawaii, there's only been one time out of all these boxes that I've sent that I have not gotten a reaction from somebody, where somebody hasn't called me and they're like, "Hey, Scott, I don't know you. Or I saw that you wrote a review for my book, or I got your number from somebody who knows you, or I found you on Facebook, or I found you on LinkedIn. What's up with this box?" You know, your job is to break the interruption. It's a pattern interrupt. Your job is to get somebody's attention. You could physically drop back by. You could go back by and see the person depending upon where you're at. If it's a town that you live in, why not stop by and say, "Hey, I brought something to you." Take them something. You know, I was thinking of you guys. Most people do not freak out about chocolate. You know, you could say, "Hey, just bring them by some donuts, some chocolate, something." Take them something, take a gift, and use the law of reciprocity, right? Use something that you could learn from Cialdini in the book Influence. Postcards. You can have postcards made for super cheap, right? Go get some photos made of you having some fun that you could put some sort of caption, you know, like, "Hey, I'm lying around just thinking about you, waiting for this deal to happen," as you're laying in a hammock with the Bahamas in the background or Hawaii in the background. Text messages again, 5 more, well thought out, but you better program them. An email sequence on a drip campaign. You know, there could be something that you could do. You know, there's like, go to Google, type in email CRM. You got things like ActiveCampaign, AWeber, Constant Contact, MailChimp. I mean, like, I could keep going on and on and on. There's at least 300 different, you know, Entreport, Infusionsoft, or Keep, whatever they're calling it these days. You know, your company may even have that, but like, you got to get that email sequence out. Newsletters. You can have a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual newsletter. And, you know, with that, anytime that you're sending out a message, you could always update the person on whatever new specials that you have going on. Dean Jackson is a brilliant marketer from Toronto. And he had this thing called the 9-word email. So major props to Dean Jackson. This is something that he teaches. I want to give credit where credit's due. And you can just send an email that says, "Are you still interested in a house, a car, you know, a television, a table, whatever product or service you sell?" You could send a reward email with an affiliate link. I mean, there is a list of about 15 things right here of items that you could do that would really help you out close some extra deals. And let's just say you implement 3 of them. You're going to have way more ability to reach somebody who just goes, "Hey, I just wanted to follow up and see what was going on." That is one of the weakest ways to do a follow-up. You know, as I mentioned earlier on in this episode, it's always an update. I wanted to give you an update of what's going on. Breaking news. Now, I molded this after the news cruise. Breaking news. I wanted to give you a quick update. Here's where it's at. And like, you know, everybody uses fake scarcity. Deal ends on this date. And people, like, they do need that to make a decision. But if you hammer on that too hard, it's just going to feel weird for the message. Most people are like, deal is over on Tuesday. Deal is over on Tuesday. Deal is over on Tuesday. And they repeat the message over and over and over again. It should be something like this. Hey, buyer, I wanted to give you a quick update on the product you were looking at with me. The XR100 is a fantastic thing. Here's 3 bullet points of cool things that it does. And oh, by the way, I really do want to get you in on this special. It does end on Friday. Could you kindly let me know what you want to do? Yes or no? You could reply to the email. You could text message me. You can send me a smoke signal. And like, and because I'm goofy, I will put something in my email. You can send a smoke signal or homing pigeons, whatever way you want to do it. But let me know whatever way you want to go. And I'll usually get an email back like, ha, 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 Scott, homing pigeons, smoke signals, right? Ha, 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 funny guy. Yeah, let's go ahead and go with it. Or we've made a buying decision. So I want to give you a lesson in a lesson. And the lesson is this. Let's say you get a hold of that person who was a buyer, who was a potential client, and they say, hey, kind of awkward. I already went with somebody. Okay. Instead of getting mad, instead of getting angry, instead of getting frustrated, go recon mode. And I'm going to give you a question. You can modify it accordingly, however you want to say it. But this was always my go-to question. And I would say, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, besides price, what's one thing I could have done better for you? Because like if you don't exclude price, everybody's going to tell you price. And I learned that early on. I would do follow-ups on Tuesday nights. For whatever reason, for me, that was my magical time. I kept stats on best times to follow up. Tuesday nights at 6 killed it for me doing in-home sales. You know, this is way before text messages were in vogue and they were easy to text. You know, you really wanted to call somebody. So 10 years ago was like when I was doing full-time sales. And I would talk to the person. I'd say, hey, besides price, what's one thing I could have done better for you? And I was surprised at how many times people came back to me early on in my career and said, the product that you were trying to sell me was not the one that I wanted. I wanted to spend more money. And that will boggle your mind for a few minutes because everybody always says, no, it should have been price. It should have been lower price. And sometimes people will say, hey, Scott, I didn't like your personality. I thought you were rude. I thought you were abrupt. I thought you were goofy. You know, you talk too much. And so I had to take what they told me to heart. Like in the beginning, I really wanted to fight it and be like, no, you didn't buy for me. Arr! And then I started thinking to myself and say, hey, wait a minute. This person gave me a gem. And so I had this journal. I had this amazing journal until my truck got broken into. I had 5 years of stats. I had 5 years of information of what people had told me about, like, I didn't like this about the presentation. I was able to refine my presentation. I would have never had that if I wouldn't have taken the time to follow up. One last thing. The great news for you is so many salespeople are lazy. So many salespeople are lazy. They want the new lead. They want the instant lead. They just want to go run the lead that they ran. They want to brag and say they're a once-it closer. And I'm going to say, when you put in the work and when you put in the effort, one of the greatest things that you can learn how to do is follow up, and you will smoke the competition. Hands down, every day of the week, including Friday. Thanks for dropping by. We'll see you soon. Aloha.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.